Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Beyond Her Body podcast. I am Albany Schaefer, your host, and I am so excited that you guys are here. We are going to hit, I say this every week, but we're going to hit a topic that I have talked with my clients a lot about this week, and I think it's going to be really helpful for you ladies that are on your health journey, that you're trying to figure out how to lose body fat, you're trying to figure out how to transform your body, and kind of the why behind we do certain things. So I'm excited. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to dive into it. So throughout this podcast, if you guys have questions, if you're like, oh, this is a good topic, but I want to know more about this certain point, message me. I would love to connect with you and just kind of know where you're at with your journey. And if you are interested in one-on-one coaching, or interested not even in one-on-one coaching, but having just something that works for you, shoot me a message. There are so many options that we offer within Albany Ray Fitness, that there'll be something that works for you. And I want it to be always accessible to everybody that wants help. So whether that's one-on-one coaching, whether that's a plan, whether that's just nutrition coaching, whatever that looks like, message me. There are so many different types of options, payment plans, pricing, etc. So, okay, let's get into it. So what we are going to talk about today is why the heck we track macros in the first place. What is the reason behind it? Why does it even matter? Because I have some ladies that are currently with me that have worked with me in the past that love tracking macros, and it really works for them, and it's a good way to hold them accountable, and it's a way that ultimately it just makes them find results quicker, right? And I have some ladies that are like, nope, this is not for me. This is just not it. And I want to dive into like why we actually track macros and what the point of it is. It's not that we're just tracking macros to hit macro numbers. And if you would have asked me 3.5 years ago when I started this business of you can eat anything you want and as long as you hit your macros, my coaching style has completely changed, because I know now, if I knew what I knew now back then, it would have been a huge game changer. But your body needs more than just macros. We don't track macros just to hit numbers. Why we track macros, there are so many different reasons, but I'm going to dive into them one at a time. One being you learning what's in your food. Okay, we track macros so you're able to see, okay, this actually has a crap ton of fat in it, and if I eat too many of them, I'm going to go over my fat goal by like a lot. Or, oh, I thought that this had a lot of protein, but it really doesn't. Like a lot of people, when they think peanut butter has a lot of protein and they track it and they're like, oh, actually, no. So we're just really learning like, okay, this isn't the food that we're eating, because tracking macros isn't supposed to be a lifelong thing. It's not even supposed to be like a super long-term thing. It's a super, super short-term time investment that you do for your body and your results and learning your body and learning nutrition. So that in a few years or in a few months, whatever that looks like for you, if you don't want to track macros anymore, you don't have to, but you know what's in the food that you're eating. That's number one. Number two, so we can see where your current intake is at. Literally, there are so many women that are like, oh, I thought like I eat healthy, but like I just can't find results and I eat healthy. But when they actually track their food, they're like, oh, okay, well, I thought I ate healthy. And I'm not calling anybody out, but I am calling anybody out because I was there too. And that was me too. So I'm calling you out, but I'm there with you. We think that we eat healthy, and you can still be eating healthy and overeating. And you can still be eating healthy and there'll be ingredients that are disrupting your gut lining. There, you can still be eating thinking you eat healthy, but you need more protein. That's another reason why we track. Third reason that we track, when you track macros, there's just evidence, there's no way to deny it. You get to your goals faster because your intake is around the same every day, and it creates and it allows your body to have a baseline. Like, oh, this is my baseline of what I want to work with. Do we need to really focus on metabolism work and rebuilding our metabolism and restoring our internal health, restoring our hormones, our gut health, making sure that we're eating enough to just support our body, or the other way around? Or do we want to go into a deficit? But we can't go into a deficit if we don't even know where we're eating, what we're having, allowing our body to work from. If we want to go into a deficit, but we're not tracking our food for at least a little bit, even like a minimum of a few weeks to just know where your body's at, so that you're not going too deep into a deficit or think you're in a deficit and you're really not. Tracking macros is not just, oh, I'm doing this just to hit my numbers. Like, no, why are you actually tracking macros? We track macros to make sure that our health is in a good place. We track macros to make sure that we're really learning our body. Like, oh, I ate this, but I am freaking bloated and I'm having an acne flare up and I just feel like my body hated that. Okay, so what was in that food that you just ate? Did it contain a lot of one macronutrient? Are you balancing your blood sugar with what you're eating? Tracking macros doesn't just come down to, okay, I'm gonna hit my numbers and okay, cool, that's it. Like, progress, health, your physique is more than just a macro. How you really transform your body is making sure that you're getting enough nutrients in your body. And the only way to know if you're getting enough nutrients is to know what you're putting in your body. And when I say nutrients, I'm not just meaning like, oh, fruits and vegetables. I'm meaning like, what does your potassium look like? How is your fiber levels? Are you even getting enough vitamin A through C? A through D? Is your iron low? Do you need more zinc? Just so many things that naturally your body needs to function, and we're more than likely neglecting that with our intake. And one of the biggest reasons why we track macros, the last reason I'm going to list on here today, you are strictly focusing on just macro numbers. And like, when I say macro numbers, I mean protein, fat, and carbs. If you're only focusing on that and you're neglecting your micros, your nutrients, all of that, your body needs that in order to transform into a healthier body, into a healthier physique, into fat loss, into a bulking phase. Whatever you need and whatever your goals are, your body needs nutrients. And the only way for us sometimes to see where you're eating is by tracking macros. It doesn't have to be a long-term thing. It doesn't even have to be a few months thing, but at least start tracking your macros for a little bit, or understand why you track your macros, more than it just being, oh, I'm just hitting these and I don't really understand why, because I was there. I went through a whole competition prep and had no idea why I was tracking my macros. I didn't even know what a micro was. And by the time I was done with that prep, I got my blood work done. I did all these things because, you know, that those are the things you do after you compete. When I tell you, my internal health was so trash. It was depleted. My liver was like screaming for help. My test showed that like my body couldn't digest food or even process food, even if it was like nutrient dense food, because of it just being depleted, because of me not allowing my body nutrients and just eating random crap that didn't have any nutrients in it just because I needed to hit my goals. So this is like a podcast with information for you guys, but it's also like, wake up, please, 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 please wake up and don't just eat food that's going to hit your macros. Nutrients are so important, and it's a big deal to focus on whole foods. Focus on nutrients, focus on your micros. Don't just focus on protein, fat, carbs. They are important. They are very important, but you also need nutrients. And I would rather you get more nutrients in and be a little bit off on your macros every single day of the week than to hit your macros spot on and not eat what your body needs. Because ultimately, we don't track macros to be perfect unless you are trying to be Miss Olympia, which most of my listeners are not, and that's not even me anymore. So, nutrients, your body is never, ever, ever going to say, oh, you need to stop putting nutrients in your body. Your body needs it. Your body needs it, and that's ultimately why we track macros. so you can feel better, so you can fit better in your clothes, but so your health can be better too. That's why we do what we do. I love you guys. I hope this episode helped, and I hope that it kind of helped open your eyes to why you do these things and why we track macros. It's not just a number thing, it's a health thing. And that's what I want. I want your health to be in a good spot. And I want your health to be in a position that it will support you throughout your whole entire life. That's what we do, what we do. I love you guys. I'm so thankful that you're here. Have a good week, and I will see you on the next episode.